This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. New Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has promised reforms to target corruption in the ailing economy in his first public remarks since being sworn in Saturday. Mr. Khan lamented that the interest on the country's debt has reached such proportions that Pakistan will have to take on more debt to meet its obligations, a sign it will seek loans from the International Monetary Fund. The Prime Minister also spoke of his vision for a new Pakistan, one with an Islamic-based welfare system. Jonah Blank is a South Asia analyst with the RAND Corporation.
Pakistan's people really need a huge range of spending for their social welfare that no previous government has been willing or able to provide.
The former cricket star, whose party swept at power last month, vowed to implement austerity measures, vowing to live modestly. He pledged to reduce poverty, increase literacy, and seek better relations with Pakistan's neighbors. The late former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan is being remembered by current UN Chief Antonio Guterres as a guiding force for good. Annan died at a Bern, Switzerland hospital Saturday after a short illness. He was 80. The two-term UN leader and Nobel laureate served in the post from 1997 to 2006. In his native Ghana, a week of mourning is underway. John Kuofor is a former Ghanaian president.
He made us very proud because, in a way, he broke the jinx of African south of the Sahara not being ready to assume positions, global positions like he attained. And he did so well in it. And naturally, we all became very proud.
The UN said its flag will be flown at half-mast worldwide through Tuesday. A series of earthquakes, including one measuring 6.9 magnitude, rocked the Indonesian resort island of Lombok Sunday, killing at least three. This is VOA News.